don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Fripp Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
What the heck is the truth, Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Good morning, Dobre Utro. This is your friendly rabbit, Pat Rabbit, my name, but not for public consumption. I hope everybody is well on this Thursday, the 27th of April, 2023. As the world proceeds to fall down around our ears and every other body part, it's just falling. Have to see. Well, I see also that we have a new AI bot in chat, and you can click on it and go to a mirrored room that's essentially the same, I guess, but there may be surprises in it and things that you like might enjoy. So have a look-see, be on the lookout. Mr. Roy will give you instructions to do anything if need be. It might be fun. It's certainly current. So what's going on these days? Hi, Maced. How you doing? Who do I see? Greetings to Maced, to Slack, to Comet. And also Slack Rev Radio, which I guess is the same. Mr. Rowe, the Brotro, Wally, who else? I'm scrolling back. Malia, Mario, Shermanator. That's pretty much who we have here at the moment in the chat room, at any rate. Thanks, Comet. I may have to get up and run out for a half a minute because my strings that were supposed to be here yesterday never came yesterday. This is one of these stupid things where Sweetwater decides to send it UPS, and UPS has a deal with the post office. And so it used to be called Smart Post. I think they've changed the name of it. But I always used to say it should be called Dumb Post, but it's something else now. And it can take forever. Like I saw this little package in Baton Rouge, 60 miles as the crow flies, on Sunday. And I was told it would be here yesterday, and it never arrived. And of course, I'm worried. If they tell you it's been delivered, you'll know. But people go around taking packages off of porches and out of mailbox and things like that. That's happened around here. And so, at least I can see from where I sit. So if I see the postman drive up, I've got to get up and run out. That's all. But anyway, you're listening to Revolution Radio, and we're found at revolution.radio, as well as freedomslips.net and freedomslips.org if you are a Freedom Slipser. A Freedom Slipser. I prefer revolution.radio because that's what we are. Revolution Radio makes it easier. Kind of rainy here. But we had, let's see, I'll be looking at the sky right now. Yeah, the new moon was several days back, about a week back. I only had that week back, Three Stooges. The moon's in Leo right now, early Leo. It broke its opposition to Pluto, which is still in Aquarius and has not gone retrograde yet. It's at 21 minutes. It's not even half a degree. But it's in Aquarius. And once you see that happen, you can't unsee it. We're going to come into a moon square sun later today. That's never a good aspect. Hopefully my show will be over before that thing starts to bloom. That's the two lights are pulling. They're at odds with each other. They're very conscious, that's for sure. There's a lot of energy, but the moon being definitely tied up with the emotions and everything. Moon square sun is not fun. It'll pass. Mercury is at 13, almost 14 degrees of Taurus. It's retrograde. Venus is 18, almost 19 of Gemini. We got us a summer Venus, and we've almost got a summer Mercury, but it's backing away. The summer is a 15 degree of Taurus point. And we're already at 7 degrees. That means next week, Monday, will be May 1st. That's Beltane. And Beltane is the fire of God, or summer. The sum of all things, I guess you might say. And it will happen at 15 degrees of Taurus. Mars is 17 degrees of Cancer. Jupiter is 25 and a half degrees of Aries. Now, Mars will come up and square Jupiter next week. And then finally, Jupiter will move around the 18th and 19th. Mercury goes direct around the 14th, maybe somewhere in that area. And then Jupiter is going to hit Taurus. And when it does, it's going to be square to Pluto. Now that's going to be interesting. We'll have to see what events unfold on the world stage as the whole Ukraine madness continues. That's my pipe, excuse me. And it's all to do with the West. Russia is just trying to stand up for itself here. And it's the NATO West that has decided it's going to go to war with Russia because it wants to destroy Russia. Well, that's pretty clear cut. And so we'll just have to see how things wind up ringing out here. Saturn is 5 degrees Pisces. And Uranus is 18 Taurus. Neptune is 26 and a half Pisces. And like I said, Pluto is 0-21 of Aries. So we'll have to see. The sun just crossed the north node. That's essentially good. But that's the other day. So there's not a whole lot of action going on at the moment, except for the mounting square between the moon and the sun, which will be later around, 6 or so probably. 6, 7 in the evening Eastern. Something like that. It's got 2.5 degrees to go to be perfect. And the moon's going to move at about 1 degree every 2 hours. So you can do that arithmetic. Okay. What's going on? Well, a lot of things are going on. Where would one start? Ooh, I think I hear the mailman. I might have to get up and run out for half a minute. Hang on, I'll be right back. I apologize. Success. And again, my apologies. Oh, my poor tailbone. Okay. We have to do with this widely touted offensive by Ukraine to do all this and all that. And the worry is that there's like 9 brigades, 4,000 men. That's 45,000 men with their few little Leopard tanks and their little British tanks, probably armed with depleted uranium and this and that. And the word on the street is that they want to induce panic among the Russians, who are sitting there waiting for them with about 500,000 men. A tremendous numerical superiority, not only in men, but in weaponry. This is crazy. What are they up to? What are they trying to do? These people are acting like that they're at the total end of their tethers. They're panicking. They're the ones panicking, not the Russians. I was watching a Duran with Glenn Deason and Ray McGovern and Alexander Mercuris. Ray McGovern is so good. He knows so much. He's 83 years old. He's worked in the government, CIA, what have you, for decades and decades. He's retired now, but he has his finger on the pulse. And he was mentioning one thing about something that Putin, and he calls him Vladimir Putin. Putin. That's how to pronounce it. He's very fluent in Russian. Ray McGovern is. He lived in Russia. He was a Russian envoy or something like that. So something that Vladimir Putin said. And he brought this point up numerous times, that Putin was saying, was using the word crazy with regard to their actions. And he said that when and if Putin uses the word crazy, that's worth taking note. So this will be rather interesting. And then Lavrov was just at the UN because he chairs the Human Rights Council. And they're all having kittens, you know. They would not give the Russian reporters, the Russian media, any visas. So Lavrov was there by himself, and he just gets up there, and he speaks the truth about things and what the West is doing. This cannot stand. It will not stand. Their little American century is coming to an abrupt and miserable end. So bear that in mind. While we have the likes of Victoria Nuland and Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and Burns at the CIA and even Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon and all this, these people are sophomores. They do not come from long storied histories of government work. Blinken was working on Biden's re-election or election campaign. That's really, he hadn't done a whole lot more than that, and Sullivan's not far from it. They're not real, they're not the same material that you would find back in the 60s and 70s. Oh, right, yeah, right. The Leopard tank is going all the way to Moscow. Something tells me it'll never get there. My God. Somebody thinks it will, but this insanity just continues and continues. And even if the Russians were to say, and they have indicated they would be willing to discuss things, the West won't have it. It's the West that insists on continuing all of this. So where are we? And, you know, Tucker just got fired, and that has more ramifications than is apparent when you first, at first blush, much more ramifications. Because there are so many people that worked with and behind him, and he was probably the last individual that people could dial up on TV and get any sort of intimation of the truth. So they had to have him out for numerous reasons, I'm sure, not the least of them being that he couldn't be allowed to be there while Biden is trying to do a re-election bid. And God knows what Biden's going to do, or the people behind Biden. When I say Biden, I mean the people behind him, because he's just mindless. Obama and all these others, all the way up to Soros, and just how far are they going to try and push things? Excuse me. This is to be seen, and it's really, really crazy. So, I went back to smoking my pipe. I really like to smoke a pipe. So, if you hear little pauses, I'm just taking a puff. There's this company you can get tobacco online from. It's B&B. American Club is the one I'm getting right now. That's what I've always used, and I'm able to get it at the smoke shop. But there's another I want to try, too. So I'm going to have to put in an order come Monday when my finances look up. I'm a month-to-month rabbit. But this is Pat Rabbit, but not for public consumption. And we're at Revolution Radio. And something about the radio, too. We're entirely user-supported. So please reach down and give us just a few cents. It doesn't take much. Many hands make light work. And we get just a little modicum of money coming in from everybody. Well, that adds up, and it makes sure that we're still here for you. And there's no paywalls. Anyone can listen, but please know when you come, we're here because people have helped out. We're entirely user-supported. There is no corporate strictures whatsoever. None. Pardon my mangling of the English language. I tend to do that sometimes from maybe a purely creative standpoint, but whatever. I've been piling up a number of articles here. The more I pile up, the harder it is to find the good ones, which is a bit weird, but oh well. But this one is concerns something that is of perennial interest to me. Actually, it goes back to February 5th, but I know I've never read it. And it's not to do with current events anyway, so it doesn't much matter. And it's entitled, What Fuels the Flat Earthers? And it's by Stephanie Pappas from Live Science on Monday, 5 February 2018. So it's an old one. But they put it out again recently, so I guess they thought it was somehow appropriate to do so. Well, let's see what she says. A believer in flat earth conspiracies took another shot at shooting himself towards the stratosphere in a homemade rocket. Once again, it fell flat. Mad Mike Hughes, a self-proclaimed daredevil who rejects the fact that the earth is round, posted a video on his Facebook page about 2 weeks ago saying that he planned to launch himself from private property to an altitude of 1,800 feet on... That's not high enough to see anything. An altitude... God, why didn't you just go up a mountain? But anyway, to an altitude of 1,800 feet, 550 meters, on Saturday, February 3rd. Hughes had canceled and delayed launches before, so it wasn't really clear whether Saturday's event would happen. His homemade rocket sat on the launch pad in Amboy, California for about 11 minutes before it didn't go anywhere, as shown on the live video of the event, which you can click. Nevertheless, it spotlights a subculture that is increasingly gaining notoriety online. I'll say. That was 5 years ago. Oh my God. That subculture is flat earthers, people who argue that centuries of observations that the earth is round, including astronaut photographs from space, yes, there are out there, they are, and the fact that round-the-world travel itineraries work, are either mistaken or part of a vast cover-up. Well, that's some cover-up. Instead, flat earthers argue the planet is a disk. Exactly what this looks like varies by who is theorizing, but many flat earth believers say that walls of ice surround the edge of the disk and that the planets, moons, and stars hover in a sort of dome-shaped firmament above Earth, much closer to Earth than they really are. That's a weird statement right there, if you think about it. As conspiracy theories go, it's a pretty all-encompassing one. So what is the appeal? For many believers, it's a matter of distrust in the scientific elite and the desire to see the evidence with their own eyes. And psychologists say flat earth conspiracy theorists may be chasing many of the same needs as believers in other conspiracies. Social belonging, the need for meaning and control, and feelings of safety in an uncertain world. The draw of conspiracy. Flat earth theories aren't new in the modern era. They date back to an English writer named Samuel Robotham, who came up with a variety of creative interpretations of cosmology in the mid-1800s. There was a smattering of interest in the 1950s with the creation of the International Flat Earth Society. But today's resurgence of the theory seems to derive from social media, said Virin Swamy, a social psychologist at Anglia Ruskin University in Cambridge, England. Minor celebrities such as rapper B.O.B. and TV personality Tila Tequila have boosted the conspiracy's profile by tweeting about their skepticism that the earth is round. The internet era flat earth movement is new enough that no one has done any psychological research on it, Swamy says, though one of his students is working on a project on the phenomenon now. Still, psychologists have studied why conspiracy theories are appealing in general. There's something about that which is... What it does is it tends to paint black anything they deign to call a conspiracy theory. But anyway, still psychologists have studied why conspiracy theories are appealing in general. The reasons fall into three main categories, said Karen Douglas, a social psychologist at the University of Kent in Canterbury, England. The first reason has to do with the search for knowledge and certainty. People who feel uncertain tend to be drawn to conspiracies, Douglas told Live Science. This happens on both small and large scales. When people are induced to feel out of control in a psychology study, they become more open to conspiracy belief, 2015 research found. There is also evidence that conspiracy beliefs spike during times of societal crisis, such as after the 9/11 attacks, according to a paper published last year in the journal Memory Studies. Here's a comment from the editors. Let me take a little break to read this, where they say, just because the earth is not flat doesn't mean that all conspiracy theories are false. Anti-conspiracists often lump all conspiracy theories together, like flat earth and 9/11, to make proponents of certain ideas seem crazy. Though I'm kind of wondering what it is about 9/11 conspiracy theories they're talking. Anyway, they're referencing. Though imagining shadowy cabals behind every corner might seem scary, this is the article again, conspiracy theories also seem to offer believers the promise of control in the form of knowledge and insight that others lack. Douglas said, that's a very important statement that I can, that just shows itself all over. You have a need for security and control, and you don't have it, she said. So you try to compensate for it. Finally, conspiracy theorists can give believers a self-esteem boost and allow them to feel good about the groups they belong to. Some studies suggest narcissism and conspiracy belief are linked, Douglas said. And many conspiracies divide the world into good guys, ergo the moral YouTube star setting out to find the truth, and the bad guys, ergo the government or a given ethnic group. Wonder who that one is. Rejecting the basics. People are often fairly self-aware about the underlying reasons they believe in conspiracies, said Michael Wood, a lecturer in psychology at the University of Winchester in England. One thing I've found interesting in my own adventures on the flat earth side of YouTube is people are often pretty upfront about their motives, Wood said. They'll say that they find it more appealing to believe in the universe is a huge, uncaring place. No, fine, it's not I'm sorry, I don't have my reading glasses. Let me start that sentence over. They'll say that they find it more appalling to believe in the universe is a huge, uncaring place, and that it seems more reasonable to imagine Earth was made for humans, like a perfect snow globe. Some flat earthers are motivated by religion, Wood noted. Some hearken back to biblical passages mentioning the firmament of the heavens. For others, the flat earth belief seems to grow out of other space-related conspiracy beliefs, such as the belief that the moon landings were faked, Wood told Live Science. If you read flat earth discussion groups, people talk about NASA, and they really hate NASA, he said. Part of the problem, Swami said, is that understanding the physics of the universe is very difficult, and flat earthers are, to some extent, right that science is elitist. It takes money, knowledge, and time in higher education to be in a position to launch a satellite into space or understand the math that shows why the planet is round. However, you can fairly easily prove it is round with home-based methods, and that's clickable. Flat Earth theories simplify all the complexities and don't require believers to put any faith in science or scientists, Swami said. Interestingly, studies involving children suggest that although humanity has known that the planet is round since the time of ancient Greeks, far, far further back than that, it's not an intuitive belief. It's not. Elementary school students will say that the Earth is round when asked, according to studies dating back to the 1970s and 1980s. But further questioning often reveals that their mental image of the round Earth is quite confused. They might believe, for example, that the Earth up in space is round, but obviously the one we walk around on is flat. Or they might say that the Earth is round, but also that it's possible to fall off the edge. It's like falling off the floor. These contradictory beliefs were common in kids up to age 10 or so, according to a 1985 study. By 13, most kids had grasped the concept of a spherical Earth, the study found, though some were still a little flummoxed by how gravity worked. And as a matter of fact, we know what gravity is, we know what it does, but I dare say they don't understand what it truly is. So, yeah, we know what it does, but what is it? That's not something that's been worked out. Unfortunately, once a conspiracy belief is established, it's hard to change, said Swami. People tend to hold on to their beliefs. Arguments and discussions only tend to entrench those beliefs, as people tend to engage in what's called psychological reactance, Swami said. Spending time honing their own arguments and convincing themselves even further of their own rightness. Prevention, instead, seems to be key, Swami said. Analytical and critical thinkers have been shown to be less susceptible to conspiracy beliefs, he said. It's really, really key that we teach properly critical thinking skills and analytic skills, he said. Now there's something else here. I don't know if I've ever read this one. This is a bigger article. Well, it was bigger than that, but no, I don't think I've seen this. Very cool. That was a good crossover link. So I will continue. It's Pat Rabbit with Not for Public Consumption here at Revolution Radio. And I will see. Okay. Here we go. Never seen this one before. The real conspiracy. Flat Earth is a psyop. There's a picture here. I'm not sure. It's like a poster. And it says, Flat Earth is a counter-revolutionary hoax carried out by the elite to distract and discredit conspiracy theories. Well, which is really quite true. But TMR, which is, I'm not sure what TMR is. The editor's note reads, there is perhaps no greater internet-wide psyop than the CIA-directed Flat Earth conspiracy. This covert black operation has London's notorious Tavistock Institute written all over it. Now, this is from Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. Okay, so let's continue. The Millennium Report has posted extensively on this extremely effective psyop since its inception. We have felt compelled to address it one last time because of a number of prominently configured truth tellers who either subscribe to the FEC utter nonsense or who provide a safe haven to discuss their absurd and distracting theories. How is it that some major alternative news websites even host the ridiculous ramblings of flat earthers unless they themselves have been set up to do so? If ever there was a universal hot button issue on the World Wide Web that ought to send up big, bright red flags, any website or blog that takes this mental diarrhea seriously is it. Unless they are totally exposing the FEC for the wacky yet contrived insanity that it truly is, why even go there? No one is saying that the current scientific paradigm that involves both astrophysics and astronomy is not full of holes. I think that's true. Nor is there any reason to stop questioning every aspect of those various disciplines of modern science, which have been shown to fall short, some woefully short of the mark. However, the FEC, Flat Earth Conspiracy, was designed from the get-go to take any rational discussion into a completely irrational direction. Yep, this will be good. Funny, I never ran into this one. Cool beans. Really, who doesn't know by now that NASA will lie and misrepresent whenever it behooves them to maintain their new world disorder? Are the sane and rational among us going to throw the baby out with the bathwater because of perennial NASA prevarication? Well, that's a good point. You know, I mean, and if they take pictures of things that they don't want us to see, sure, they'll remove that. For those who are uninitiated into this area of inquiry, the following links will bring you up to speed. Boy, there's a whole bunch of good links here, too. Dang, check these out. With all these articles understood, the one posted below will be much more easily comprehended. And there's the Millennium Report, and there is, I don't know if there's a, but anyway, I'll continue reading. Nota bene, that's if you're ever reading and you see N period, B period, it means, that's Latin, nota bene. It means note well. Mark this. If ever there was a must-view video concerning the fabricated flat earth phenomenon, the following presentation on leading flat earth promoter Eric Dubay is it. Truly, only seeing is believing. I have to watch that one. Flat Earth PSYOP is the real conspiracy. The Flat Earth Fad is a conspiracy theory designed to distract, divide, and discredit those who understand modern society has been enslaved by the Judeo-Masonic satanic conspiracy. It creates cognitive dissonance and makes us question all our assumptions, especially those which are true. Comment by the editors, because that's not the writer of the article that made that statement. And their comment to that is, just replace the term Judeo-Masonic with psychopathic. Henry Mackau's site quite often contains information that could be easily understood as less than objective. Be that as it is, some good points are made below. This flat earth stuff is to mess with your mind. According to some, the earth is in fact a flat disc and not a globe. This meme took off after Obama equated climate change deniers to members of the Flat Earth Society. Within 12 months, YouTube was flooded with a mass of videos. You see what they did there? The assumptions of this meme are: the earth is a flat disk. our globe-shaped world orbiting the sun is a myth. The sun and moon are spherical, but much smaller than mainstream science states, and they rotate around a plane of the Earth because they appear to do so. Arctic Circle in the center and Antarctica is a continent forming an ice rim of 150-foot tall wall of ice. NASA and the military guard this wall to stop you climbing over it and falling off the end of the Earth. Gravity is an illusion. When driving, it is not gravity that pins you to the road, but the rapid upward motion of a disc-shaped planet. Space exploration and the moon landings are all faked. The sun is not 93 million miles away, but is much smaller and only 4,000 miles above the Earth. Horizon is always at eye level. Those are 8 points. You know, if you think of the immense size of the planet, its diameter, and that, and the immense size of the sun, and then you plug in 93 million, well, a million is only 1,000,000. And if you look at it that way, it ain't that far away. Anyway, to continue. They fail to address what lies underneath the Earth and how the disk sits or what holds it up. And in brackets we have, the Earth sits on the back of a giant tortoise, Macau. Okay. Then we have, cannot explain orbiting satellites or GPS. They rationalize that satellites are a hoax and GPS only exists due to a network of radio transmitters. And finally, how does the sun circle the Earth for night and day? They say sun travels via zero space and instantaneously appears on the other side of the disk. When facts and science contradict, they make up nonsense explanations. First, gravity does not exist, and then it does exist to bend the sun's rays. This is when they are explaining why you can't view the other end of the Earth. To debunk a globe model they have yet to produce, what they have yet to produce is a photo of the edge of the flat Earth. Background. Conspiracy theorist Eric Dubay launched the International Flat Earth Research Society, IFERS, IFERS, claiming all others were controlled opposition. Dubay stands out for a documentary claiming Adolf was a peaceful, honorable individual, unfairly tarnished by the Zionist media. Flat Earthism is like a new religion with its dogmas and many schisms. Three websites vying for Flat Earth supremacy differ from the trivial, who had the idea first, to the argumentative, are the Jews to blame for suppressing Flat Earth truths? Everybody is trying to define it. There is no unified theory. Flat Earther Daniel Shenton states, quote, there is no unified flat Earth model, but the most commonly accepted one is that it's more or less a disk with a ring of something to hold in the water. The height and substance of that, no one is absolutely sure, but most people think it's mountains with snow and ice. Well, that's a lot higher than 150 feet. PSYOP. This is a PSYOP which requires large funding from intelligence agencies and governments and corporations. It has become a tool of reverse psychology, e.g., if you are broad-minded enough to know 9/11 was a false flag, and now just accept flat earth theories. When you engage with this PSYOP, a paid shill replies from their flat earth manual like some cyborg. there's a mass of paid bloggers on CIA payroll to push this. The meme is the ideal project for mind control that could be devised by Tavistock Institute and CIA. It is amazing how many clever, well-meaning, and spiritually oriented individuals have been suckered in by this transparent pseudo-scientific sham. The PSYOP is designed to create cognitive dissonance. You've been lied to your whole life to believe in the globe model. What is the underlying agenda? Lumping Christians and truthers in a divide-and-rule strategy. Some will fall for this trick while others won't be easily deceived by this nonsense. This flat earth stuff is to mess with your mind. Flat earthers exchange one set of lies for another. My advice is to eschew cognitive dissonance and reside in truth. So, and then that, let's see, it says for more of this article, go here. Dang. Let's see what else it's saying. Oh, that's just some comments from people and things. Yeah, that's pretty good, though. I'm going to have to check out these others. There's a bunch of links. No, this can't be. One thing that is notable about the whole flat earth thing is that there is no one model that embraces all the truths of what we see in the solar system, in life, of our existence. It's an ad hoc different one for every different element of it. Besides the fact it's just impossible. That's so, so crazy, though. Hard to believe. And there's another one I got coming up here. And it's not about flat earth, but I find it slightly disturbing. And let's see where I put it. Okay, yeah. No, this is not it. This is something by, this is not that long. I can find the other one for next time. But this is called Big Lies and Bigger Lies by James Howard Kunstler, who writes from Clusterfuck Nation. It's Monday, 24 April, so it's just the other day. Let's have a look at this one and see what it says. How Democrats learned to cast aside reservations and embrace Biden 2024. And there is some quote from somewhere that starts the article. It says, the president, who is expected to formally announce his reelection campaign this week, has won the full support of his party despite questions about his age and middling approval ratings. If you're going to lie, Joseph Goebbels used to say, in German, of course, make it a whopper. How did that work out for the Third Reich? Today, the New York Times says, Joe Biden is revving up to run for president again in 2024. Is that so? One DNC strategist, Maria Cardona, was quoted saying, Democrats complain that he might be too old. But then when they're asked, well, who? Or, well, who? There is no one else. That's their answer. There you have the sucking chest wound at the center of the Democratic Party. A malodorous vacuum where, as they like to say, democracy dies in darkness. You understand this is exactly what you get when all you do is tell lies, always and everywhere, about everything. Now I will tell you the truth. Joe Biden will not be running for president ever again. Joe Biden will either be impeached for real high crimes and misdemeanors, or he will be bum-rushed out of the White House on some medical pretext before Independence Day. Joe Biden's crimes have finally caught up with him. He sold out his country. That's for sure. Look at what's going on here with under the loving hands of their woke blessing cities like Chicago and Baltimore, and yet he's sending over $100 billion to Ukraine. A lot of it to be laundered, I'm sure. To continue. The facts have been out in plain sight since before a coalition of rogues and frauds stuffed him into the Oval Office, January 2021. As vice president under Mr. Obama, JB was allowed to run a global grifting operation that netted his family tens of millions. Mr. Obama received plenty of his own sanitized grift in the form of absurdly large book deals and TV contracts, enough swag to lead the deluxe life of a senior panjandrum. His job post-presidency was to feed the woke hustle with an occasional speech and otherwise shut up. I hate the way he talks. Obama. The coalition of rogues and frauds, also known as the permanent bureaucracy or the deep state, has committed so many crimes since 2016 that its sole agenda turned to driving the one-man wrecking crew called Donald Trump out of office and making sure he never got close to a lever of power again by any means necessary. And that is still all that animates this gang. They managed to roll enough of the American public in the process to maintain power and influence over them via control of the news, censorship, and use of their captive legal system to harass and punish their enemies. And now it's all falling apart. This is Monday he wrote this. How many Americans with the capacity to pay attention actually doubted the veracity of Hunter Biden's laptop? Very few, I'd guess, deep down, though millions pretended it was not for real because the contents were so obviously incriminating. So they had to lie to themselves. But then what's wrong with lying to yourself when all the authority figures in your society set the example of lying to you about everything, always and everywhere? Do you see where this habit of lying gets you? I'm going to get bell rung out of here in a minute or so. This is Pat Rabbit. We're not for public consumption. I'm still not awake. So, yeah, if I seem kind of mindless, it's because I am. Anyway, we're Revolution Radio, and we're here for you, and we bring you this content. It's not for free. We don't keep it from you, but it takes money to keep it coming. So please consider helping us with this endeavor. Tis most important, especially now. Ever more so now. And so, freak show. Well, I'll be right back.
FreedomSlips.com. We'll be right back after this message. It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
There have been imaginative science fiction writers for generations.
Be invasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
I'm aware of some archaeologists that have uncovered large bones indicating giants in Virginia. Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down and...
That's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford. Join me every Thursday night in Studio A at 6 p.m. Eastern for Factor Theory Live. Find us on www.revolution.radio. Great guests and great stories.
What do you believe?
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And I'm back. It's Peter Rabbit. We're not for public consumption. Oh, okay. Back to my article. All I gotta do is find it. Okay. Yeah. I will reprise the last paragraph and then finish with the article. This is from James Howard Kunstler. How many Americans with the capacity to pay attention actually doubted the veracity of Hunter Biden's laptop? Very few, I'd guess, deep down, though millions pretended it was not for real because the contents were so obviously incriminating. So they had to lie to themselves. But then what's wrong with lying to yourself when all the authority figures in your society set the example of lying to you about everything, always and everywhere? Do you see where this habit of lying gets you? The trouble with lying, of course, is that it requires a never-ending struggle of covering up prior lies. And then that task requires the invention of new lies, which in turn induces more fabrication of lies in a self-reinforcing feedback loop subject to the implacable law of entropy, a wearing down to zero in parentheses, until you have flown up your own cloacal aperture. Now I'm going to stop and explain that. Some animals have what's called a cloaca, and pretty much everything comes out the back. Pee, poo, eggs, like platypuses, they have cloaca. So your own cloacal aperture, the place where souls go to die. And now maybe you see why the regime in power has made itself so deeply and heinously soulless, which is to say, evil. By the way, this is why the Joe Biden regime sent out a pack of drag queens to perform for the cameras in the past 2 years. They needed a device so insulting to the sensibilities of people equipped with a normal moral compass that it would create a distraction from much greater insults, such as stealing elections and concocting a lab-engineered pandemic to deploy deadly vaccines, these matters in themselves entailing the giant matrices of lies. Even with the stolen 2022 midterm elections in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, the Republican Party managed to squeak into a House majority, and now a non-captive faction of that party is methodically taking steps to reveal the giant scaffold of lies America has lived under for years. One rather significant event was the prank now unspooling about the 51 folks, JB called them, from the intel community who branded Hunter's laptop a Russian disinfo operation. Those folks included five living former CIA directors, wouldn't you know? It was an obvious lie at the time, but now it's a certified lie, since one of the five, Michael Morell, spilled the beans testifying under oath to the House Judiciary Committee that he rounded up the other 50 at the direction of Joe Biden's campaign advisor, Tony Blinken, now Secretary of State. That's the problem. You get campaign advisors becoming secretaries of state. You should have stuck to fronting a punk band or something. You might have been a lot more successful. Blinken, that is. Something about him is just nauseating to even look at. To continue, on another side of the Biden family mischief, there is the emergence of the IRS whistleblower, as yet unnamed, who complained through formal agency channels that the IRS and the DOJ were mishandling various cases emanating out of Hunter's laptop. A high government official, unmasked as Attorney General Garland, is accused of lying to Congress. He apparently has been leaning on the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, to hold off prosecuting a case that Mr. Weiss's office finished investigating a year ago. Doesn't look good. Also looks like Mr. Weiss probably will be forced to lodge some actual charges against the first son, and that these will be Mickey Mouse tax evasion raps to distract from and conceal the greater issue of the Biden family conspiracy to extract large payments from foreign governments. Put my finger on something here. Okay, all set. And then there is the matter of the handgun that Hunter acquired under false pretenses of lying about being a drug user, plus disposing of the gun in a dumpster. They'll hope that these charges might be like some raw meat thrown to the animals. As RFK Jr. quipped recently in a separate instance of Dem Party mischief, nice try. These various dodges to lessen the impact of Biden family criminal culpability are likely to fail. The Bidens are caught, and Joe Biden is about to go down one way or another. Looks to me like a lot of this adds up to impeachable offenses, which I doubt the party will allow JB to go through. Today's announcement about running for president again in 2024 is just another ruse to hold the line, but it won't work either. They've lost control of the narrative and the action itself. Mr. Blinken and Mr. A.G. Garland also look like they'll be squeezed out of power, like a couple of watermelon seeds between your fingers. What happens when Joe Biden creeps off into the sunset? Use your imagination about the dark place that leaves our country and the flavor of further shenanigans ahead. P.S. Breaking late morning Monday, ZH, that'd be Zero Hedge, reports, Tucker Carlson, the highest rated cable news host in history, is out at Fox News. The network posted this, quote, Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor. Mr. Carlson's last program was Friday, April 21st. Fox News Tonight will air live at 8 p.m. Eastern, starting this evening, as an interim show, helmed by rotating Fox News personalities until a new host is named, end quote. Do you wonder what kind of serious repercussions this move will provoke? Expect Tucker to be back on another platform soon. They had to get Tucker out because they couldn't have him doing shows while Joe Biden is, quote unquote, running for office. That just, see, there's the narrative they must uphold. And we all know that. My God. But we're, as far as I can tell, we're getting closer and closer to what some might call singularity here. That zero point where something goes bang. And that straw slammed into the camel's back. Everything is just so hard. Everything that's happening here. And you can be sure that the Russians are watching all this very closely. They know all. And they know what they're up against and dealing with when it comes to the West, the U.S., NATO, UN, EU, the collective West. They know. And remember, Putin used the word crazy when describing them. And Ray McGovern says, that's somehow not a good sign. He understands the Russian mindset and what it really means if Putin uses a word like crazy. While we wait, and Bakhmut continues, it's insane. They just won't give up in Bakhmut. And so they're being ground down continuously, nonstop. He doesn't look like a slimy worm. He just looks clueless. This blank look on his face. Like anything and everything he says carries so much gravitas. And, you know, when we come and we scold you, you better listen. And this is the way it's going to be because we say so. You know, it's this colonial mindset while the U.S. fills tankers full of oil from Syria pretty much every day, I think, and just trucks them off. No, there's no serious or knowledgeable people anywhere, really. Did you hear what Stoltenberg was saying about the 9 brigades of 4,000 men? Kind of implying that, you know, that would give them parity or some variant thereof. I don't know. Any games the Russians are playing are games that move things into their favor. And most people would just say it's logistics, which I'm told is a better word to use than tactics. So, okay, there's that one. That was another article I had pulled up. And darn it, did I do something wrong and knock it out? Oh, let me see if I can find it. It's pretty recent. Oh, here we go. I got to scroll to the bottom of my bookmarks list again. This is like, you know, 25 passes over the back of the mouse to get it. And I'm going high speed. All right, let's see what I got here. Let me get out my eyes and see if I can read something. It has to do with something insane about someone wrote this article and has to do with, I'm looking to see the word cosmology here. And when I see it, I'll know I'm home free. I don't want to take that much time looking for it, but what's this one? I believe this is, it's not long. It was like Thursday last week. The Earth's ultimate war, a battle to control the noosphere. That's N-O-O-S-P-H-E-R-E, noosphere. And it is by Phil Butler from the New Eastern Outlook. You feel it, don't you? There's something deeply wrong with our world, and I don't refer to the planet's geosphere. I mean, there's something deadly wrong with society overall and the ways in which we interact and react. Something is coming, and many understand what it is. And here's a quote from Reverend Billy Graham, where he said, "We are like people under a sentence of death, waiting for the date to be set. We sense that something is about to happen. We know that things cannot go on as they are. History has reached an impasse. We are now on a collision course. Something is about to give." Okay, now to Philip Butler. A few years ago, I wrote a report on NEO entitled Vladimir Putin's Third Way, as seen through the noscope. This piece covered Mr. Putin's third way of governance and a stunning invention by his now chief of staff, Anton Vaino. The invention, the noosphere, was reportedly a device capable of measuring the noosphere, or the highest stage of biospheric development, that of humankind's rational activities. And through the measurement of humanity's activities, along with the use of advanced artificial intelligence, the Russian leadership seemed to be seeking a new order, not simply of which countries have a say-so, but a system that could elevate humanity to its next logical level. At first, the Western academic and journalistic communities exhibited acute curiosity mixed with tongue-in-cheek skepticism, such as is always leveled at Russian ideas. Then, of course, a maze of misinterpretations and distracted propaganda campaigns buried Putin's ideas and the probability that our collective conscience and energy can be measured for good. Sure, Google, Amazon, and 100 other entities powered by big and minute data operate such measurements for profit day in and day out. But those pesky Russians using advanced thinking and algorithms to fix humanity's woes, this kind of idea has had to be branded ridiculous propaganda. But is it? Let's remember that it was Plato who predicted that noocracy was humanity's future political system. The philosopher also claimed that democracy, the authority of the crowd, and other forms of governance would eventually be replaced by a system such as that Vladimir Putin had suggested. So-called Russian experts scoff at the noosphere as part of the Russian cosmism. Interesting word. However, a RAND Corporation report in 2020 acknowledged the developing noosphere and made recommendations for the United States to consider adapting U.S. grand strategy to the information age. No politic which favors the use of soft power as a successor to real politic with its emphasis on hard power. So the bastardization of Mr. Putin's third way concepts by the likes of the Brookings Institute and authors Clifford G. Gaddy and Barry W. Eikes. Well, I think it was Gurdjieff who talked about the third way, too, which is interesting. Let's see. The theories of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin and Edouard Leroy, who were the practical co-founders of the noosphere in the early 1900s, dealt with a noosphere wrapping Earth as a progression of the teleological character of evolution, or, for lack of a better description, a result of an overarching goal-directed evolution. I wonder where this is going. Another report I completed that was never published deals with what I believe Putin has been working on. His third way and noosphere experiments have been put on hold by a new Cold War these days is for a purpose, I believe. There are those in the West who would welcome a new and more successful way of governance. And there are those who are terrified that the noosphere project will put an end to their engine of power. The latter group are certainly not attempting to halt the development of the noosphere, but they are trying to ensure it is the West that harnesses it for their purposes. This is one reason you see the Western tech giants all in to try and censor the opposing side. Anyone who disagrees with the liberal order now is an enemy of the state. As evidence, consider that NASA and Cisco are currently collaborating on something called the Planetary Skin Institute, a cousin or competitor to the noosphere. Putin's third way What an intriguing and potentially game-changing thing. After having written about Russia's emergence for a decade now, I continually recall what a speech Vladimir Putin wrote an editorial for a German newspaper concerning his much maligned Lisbon to Vladivostok proposed unified market. The quote below, the quote below is from Putin's editorial, where he said, "We propose the creation of a harmonious economic community stretching from Lisbon to Vladivostok. In the future, we could even consider a free trade zone or even more advanced forms of economic integration. The result would be a unified continental market with a capacity worth trillions of euros." This was 2010, and the notion scared the hell out of everybody at the World Economic Forum, including the janitor. It was at about this time that the hierarchy decided that Putin and Russia, as the boy from Leningrad envisioned it, must go. And here we are, witnessing a proxy war with one purpose: to tear a deep crevice in between Europe and Asia. The situation is a bit like the space race back in the late 1950s and the early 1960s. Washington and the old gang in London cannot have the Russians controlling this evolved human potential. If anyone is going to take advantage of this noosphere, it's going to be the same elite who dumbed our school children down to iPhone troglodytes. There's a final thing here. Read the chapter Getting Back on Track Through Neo-Politik in the RAND report. It's not a recommendation for the planet, but one for the deep state that currently has a former U.S. president on trial to keep him out of office. You see, the liberal order is already manipulating the noosphere through owned media, academia, and government. To these people, the sphere of human consciousness hugging our globe needs to be seeded with the right ideas. They seek to transform us, to evolve Earth into the same slave planet it's always been, only more efficient. It's evil, a modern version of the worst parts of the Bible. The Matrix movie or 1984. Take your pick. We have to stop them or wait until Jesus comes back. And I lean towards the first. That wouldn't be a good idea to try and wait till Jesus comes back. You might be waiting a long time. I say all that is so misunderstood by Bible literalists. It's really unfortunate. This is Pat Rabbit with Not for Public Consumption, because the public doesn't like what I have to give them. But let me, where that thing is. Dang. It was very, very bizarre. It's hard to believe I was reading it. And I even saw it earlier. Dang. Where'd you go? Oh, well. Maybe next time. Yeah, there's so much is spoken of and spoken about. AI, it's really the current thing these days. And it mimics things. ChatGPT mimics real writers. It can even mimic human voices. Mr. Rowe put in a recording today. But that's all contrived. There's no one there. You're not talking to anybody. There's nothing there. All it can do is compute. It can't, nor will it ever, be able to think. And if you call that thinking, you do a serious disservice to the notion of what thinking really is. And it takes a living being to do that, and we humans cannot create such life, at least at this juncture of our evolution. Nor will we be able to for millions of years. We're just not there yet in the evolutionary unfoldment of things. That's very interesting, and it's a great tool. But remember, all it can do is compute. It doesn't think. As the noosphere, as we can see it, the sum aggregate of human consciousness, there's a lot of awful, awful things going down. It's this miasma that sort of pervades at least all parts of the West. And another thing, too, like when I was growing up younger, you know, you'd look up to people older than you and you realize they were pretty well educated and they were good thinkers. You know, they were critical thinkers. And there was a lot to be had. Now, you know, granted, we've come a long way in our own abilities and capacity, but. And then the younger kids, you know, they were coming up and a lot of them were pretty bright. But that is strangely missing these days. And most of these younger kids, with some exceptions, but most of these younger people aren't that bright at all. At least not in the area of education. They're ignorant of being educated. And because of that, that makes them, even if they were potentially bright, the brighter ones will stick out. But my point here is that it affects the noosphere. It trickles down into all areas, this uneducated ignorance. And it affects our lives. It's not as fun or a creative a place as it used to be, it seems to me. Though I'll be accused of longing for the good old days, but still, things are a mess, and it's not hard to see that. Oh, no. This woke stuff is coming out of the blue cities all over America. And the oldest Gen Zs now are like 28 years old, if they were born in 95 and later, right? Unless you back that up a couple of years, and then you might say some of them are 30. So there's another generation behind them. What is their name? And what are we doing? How are they being treated? Is it the Philadelphia Children's Hospital where all of this gender transition surgery is going on all the time? It's just, oh man. What's going to happen when they realize how they've been had, if they're in any sort of health? If they do, what's going to happen? Yeah, everything is trans these days. We're all crossing from one thing to another. It's the thing. It's the current thing. You got to be transing. So you have your transgender crap. And then also, next on the menu is transhumanism. We can't stand for this. This cannot ever, ever work because it is so absolutely stupid. Yet, it's being allowed to take root, or at least it appears that way. With the WEF and these people, is Noah Haval Harari, whatever it is, Noah Yuval Harari, and of course Klaus Schwab, and Soros is there just purely political. He's not part of this other side of things. But they're over there pushing trans everything, and these horrible statues that are going up. Is it in Brussels? There's two of them now, Brussels and the Netherlands. We had a couple of them in the chat yesterday. Hermaphrodites, androgynies, it's essentially the same thing. But one was a woman with a penis, and the other is a man with a beard with breasts, suckling a baby. And this is what they're all about. This is what they push hard, 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 at least on the populace. I don't know whether they're that way themselves. This is what they're pushing everywhere. And you go into Western Ukraine, and some of these people are just as woke. They're more woke than the Westerners. Again, I say, well, the Russians, they see all this. They see everything they're having to deal with here. No, I don't know where things will go. I do not have a crystal ball. I find there's more information in now, and having information now, certain futures can be averted. So we can pray. We can hope. Let's see, I wish I knew where I put that. No, it's not there. This is Pat Rabbit with Not Public Consumption. And did I put it here? Oh, well. I wish it weren't so hard to read my bookmarks. But there's a couple of headlines I'm seeing right here. One of them says that Tucker Carlson hints at future in new statement after ouster from Fox News. And he also said in an earlier headline, more speculation. Tucker believes Murdoch family is planning to sell the Fox empire. And did you see AOC celebrating the deplatforming of Tucker? Where she said essentially that censorship is a good thing. Unreal. Oh, I know where it is, I think. Here's that article. Let's see if I can get through it. I just had to know where to look on the main page. Can I do it in 20 minutes? I'm not sure, but it's, if you listen to this article, you will get the impression of where it's going. And it's all more of the same. And it says, the title of it is Astral Magic, the Occult Religion of Modern Cosmology. It's by somebody named Anthony of Westgate from the reversion.substack.com. Now, how this quality, or lack thereof, gets on Substack, I'm not sure. But he says, the European Renaissance was defined as a cultural rebirth. But what was it actually a rebirth of? This rebirth was a disastrous reintroduction of Hermeticism into European scholasticism, establishing the Hermetic tradition as a crucial factor in the development of modern science. Quite simply, the Renaissance was the rebirth of Neoplatonic astral magic flooding into European culture. That opening line there is enough to make you look twice. That is very weird. And so there's some kind of closed up thinking going on in the writing of this article. And I don't know where this guy is coming from, but I think he couldn't be more wrong. And he's calling things out that they are not what he's calling them. They're not that at all. But anyway, he continues. This hermetic dominance of modern scholastic thought can be quite obviously seen in its great impact on the Copernican Revolution. with the entire Renaissance being funded by the Medici Italian banking family. Their Laurentian library was the knowledge hub of Europe, housing countless occult, he loves that word, doesn't he, manuscripts that ushered in the golden age of alchemy. As Erasmus of Rotterdam saw this alchemical obsession begin to unfold, he forewarned, quote, I have a fear, and it is that with the study of ancient literature, ancient paganism will reappear, end quote. Again, and I think this person might even be a flat earther. There's a lot of fundamental Christianity going on in this, but I can't believe that this is being written. To continue, Copernicus worked out his heliocentrical cosmological model under the mystical influence of Hermes Trismegistus, who is considered the founder of science, religion, mathematics, geometry, alchemy, philosophy, medicine, and magic. Oh dear. The notion that the sun is at the center of the cosmos and not the earth is a belief not found in the Bible, but in the Hermetica of Hermes Trismegistus, a compilation of ancient esoteric texts believed to contain the wisdom of the ancient Egyptians. The author of the Arabic Hermetic text, the Peccatrix, wrote that Hermes built a temple to the sun, and in the Corpus Hermeticum 5, it states that the sun is supreme among the gods of heaven. The Asclepius lists the sun as far greater than all the planets. There's another quote here. I'm not sure where the quote is coming from, but wait, let's see. I think it's from Hermes. No, but anyway, I'll read it. The debt Copernicus owed to the Hermetica is demonstrated by the fact that the three revolutionary ideas he was to famously propose, the Earth's motion in space, its rotation on its own axis, and the orbiting of the Earth and other planets around the sun, all appeared in the Hermetica, end quote. Well, yeah, because the Egyptians knew this. To continue, this Hermetic devotion of Copernicus is evidenced in his own writings, as he states in his seminal work on the heliocentric theory titled On the Revolutions of the Heavenly Spheres, where he wrote, in the center of all rests the sun, for who would place this lamp of a very beautiful temple in another or better place than this, wherefrom it can illuminate everything at the same time? As a matter of fact, not unhappily do some call it the lantern, others the mind, and still others the pilot of the world. And he also writes, or I'm not sure who writes this, but it continues, Hermes Trismegistus calls it a visible god from the Revolutions 1 and 10. So the writer takes it up. I'm sure this guy's a flat earther, and he sounds like a fundamentalist Christian, too. The planets themselves are named after pagan deities, including the gods Helios and Sol, used to describe heliocentrism and the solar system. Francis Yates writes about a treatise by Hermes Trismegistus, which describes instructions on how to create magical talismans based on the corresponding astrological signs and decans of the names of the planets to draw down influence from the stars. The Asclepius refers to decans being worshipped, acting as intermediaries of the planets. St. Augustine attributed these deacons to fallen angels and warned against the demon worship of the Asclepius. Oh boy, bring that bastard in. Interestingly, the only place where planets are even remotely mentioned in the Bible is found in the Epistle of St. Jude, where he makes a poetic reference to the wandering stars as judgment of the fallen angels from the book of Enoch. And on and on. Oh dear. this is not a good example to be setting. If I go down to the end of the article and I'll look at some of the responses, we have reader comments. Pedro Carpintero, 2 days ago, says, from what I've researched, it was called the Renaissance, the rebirth, because it was felt that the ancient Greek gods had come out of hibernation and began helping the Europe root race after years of spiritual darkness in the Dark Ages. Hence the classical Greek style followed by the romantic Roman style. Many artists testified to that reality, including Raphael's School to Athens, was a painting that almost completely summed up the underlying feeling of the Renaissance. That the Greek masters came back to breathe life into the European culture. Yes. Well said, Pedro. Because that article isn't going to help humanity in the least. That is steeped in the darkest ignorance. And I find it very, very disturbing. Hey, hi, Dons. How you doing? Thank you. It seems to me that what's being done to the nth degree in that article is somebody using something they don't understand to try and explain something else they don't understand. That is the problem, and it's not a good place to start. Never is. If you don't understand something, seek to understand it, or leave it alone when you try to bring it to others. Because that's just really crazy. The transpocalypse. Yeah, that's what it is. It's horrible. I mean, these people, there's something wrong with their minds that they have been induced to be this way and to want to change themselves into something they're not. God's work wasn't good enough. Go explain that to your creator. We're supposed to not even deal in this kind of thing. The two sexes are two halves of one whole. And they come together to reproduce and to enjoy each other and to love, put very simply and generally. But aside from that, don't get so wound up in it. They make a whole reality of it. No, go do something. Get a life. Do something interesting. Go learn. Crying out loud. Don't sit there and twiddle your thumbs and gaze at your belly button and decide that you're the wrong sex and so now we gotta change it. That's nuts. And they are. They're very nuts. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I have a few minutes left. I'm just speaking of, I'm twiddling my thumbs. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen on the world situation. I keep my snout stuck in Ukraine because it is so pivotal to everything else that's happening in this world. It's putting a sure break on the nutcases in Washington, giving them much, much more to worry about and distracting them from what would otherwise be much more horror leveled at us, the people who live here. And I go out and I don't talk to people, but I go out sometimes to the store or whatever, you know, and everybody's acting like, you know, nothing different. Anything. I dare say if I did engage somebody, they wouldn't come up with anything that reflected that they actually had any grasp of what was happening. Damn. We must all be fucking geniuses or something, because we can see it all. Never thought that, but I'm starting to wonder now, because I mean, this stuff just screams at me. Well, it has been ever since 2003, 2004, when I moved back here from down the road and started getting into some weird places on the internet and learning some things I hadn't known because I wasn't paying attention beforehand, because I was busy doing things. I had a life, actually. But once I saw it, like I like to say, I couldn't unsee it, and I just kept looking, kept exploring, trying to put it together. What did it all really mean? What's really going on here? Yeah, we've been lied to, but it's the what of history, the things that have happened. That's not in question. That's clear. Too many witnesses. Too many writers. Too many books. The lies that are there are about the why of it. And some things in this country, of course, you know, we were thinking were one way, or we were thinking they were one thing when in fact they were not. And that's being awakened too. But aside from that, no. History as we know it is really pretty much correct. As we go back through the centuries, it's pretty much as we read it. I like the old writers. I like to get back BC, read about that. Less is known, but they admit less is known. But you can get a pretty good picture. And I've been a history buff for quite some time, so nothing I'm not acquainted with. Done a lot of thought. A lot of thinking, a lot of meditation. When it comes to history, you have to meditate, you have to use your imagination. You have to kind of put yourself there and imagine, and sometimes correctly imagine, the way things really were. And how it was and how it felt to be there. And of course, you may be, in fact, tapping into memories because we were there in other lifetimes. We were there in other bodies. There are thousands of incarnations on this planet. A lot of people don't believe that, but the thing that's doing the arguing is the conscious mind. And the memory of this stuff is not in the conscious mind. It's in the superconscious mind, the real self, the self that incarnates again and again. It's where the real knowledge is. Someone says they've never been here before. Wouldn't be in this august company, or one or two times. They wouldn't be evolved enough. All these incarnations are needed to learn. And you start out pretty primitive. But these are life waves, and they've been doing this for aeons. This round, the fourth round that we're in of this Manvantara, this round is 4 some odd billion years old. So they say the Earth is 4 billion or whatever number they give to it. No, it's just this round, the fourth round. There was a third round, and then a second round, then a first round, and then there was a... And there's rest periods in between all these. But this is something that you just have to apprehend intuitively, because you know it on a very high level. You've been taught it, or you've also experienced it. But we be here, we be coming here until until we don't have to anymore. And that is a different time for all of us. Because there's other things to do in other places. It's part of a process. That's all it is. This is Pat Rabbit with Not Republic Consumption. And this is Revolution Radio, founded Revolution.radio. Coming up after me next on A will be Willow's Weird World. And after that on A, I'll talk A right now, be the mechanic if he's around, and then be Deacon John and Dude Guy, typically. Don't know where Jacker's been lately. I hear the chickens. I see Willow's in the room now. And after that, we'll have something. Then we'll have the New American Dream Boys at 8, and we'll have the Ice Age Conversations at 10, and then we'll have the roundtables at midnight. And then on the other studio, Studio B, we will have Mona Radler next with The Adventures of a Feral Hippie. After Mona, we'll put something on. These are slots that haven't been filled yet. So if you're interested, let us know. And then after that, we will have Mario at 6. And at 8, we'll have Mr. Rowe. And then at 10, we'll have J. Charles Parker. And then we'll have roundtables. It's a big thing, roundtables. And I'll be back next week in some degree of wakefulness or not. And we'll do it all over again. If you can stand to listen to the rabbit drone on. Or read stuff. I read stuff because I think these articles can say things about interesting subjects a lot better than I can. I'm pretty choosy about what I grab. So, I hope everybody's good. Well is the proper word, but we can say everybody's good. And y'all be good, take care, be well. God bless. Pat Rabbit signing off.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven. Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence...